Girls Cult.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, Bonnie.
Okay,
here's
some of you may think this is weird, but I loved it. I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Matz, I walked away feeling great. Call her 916-773-1657 or nancymatz.com. That's nancymatz.com.
Well, that just jumped right in. I completely forgot that we're going to start out with that. Well, hello, everybody. It's us again. You know, this is my show, but I've had so much fun with my sister's show on Thursday night that I have been inviting my sister on, so you're just getting a double treat out there. You just don't realize how much fun we're both having.
Thank
helping
you,
all of you. Oh, my gosh, how fun we're doing. Well, during the week, I have been so busy learning many computer programs. I've said to Bonnie and my husband, this has been a fierce learning curve. For anybody out there that's ever worked on Catwalk, it's a music editing program. And so during the show, and I see we already have three people wanting our attention, two of them from the same area code, so I don't know if it's mother and daughter or sisters. But I've been creating little spigots of music and so much fun. And so I've uploaded some MP3s, and during the show, if we have a pause, I would like to share these songs with you. And they're currently at 18%, so I think that that should be a little lower in volume. So while we're playing around with this, when we do share these little snippets of songs for you, and clearly, please have a sense of humor, because during the course of any shows, you know, we do about 8 hours a month, and Bonnie, sometimes it gets a little stressful and a little tiring, but at the same time, I know all of you, it's really, really hard to get the help. In fact, I had a young girl today, and it's one of the themes that I want to share with you tonight. Very desperate, no way out, being stuck, yet I didn't see her working hard enough to be unstuck. So, Bonnie, I know we have people in the chat room, but hold on, everybody in the chat room. Just give me another minute because I want to get this theme started. Only if nothing else to get you out there thinking. The young lady that called today, and if she's listening, please don't let us know who you are if you do call in. And this one gal, she is at a minimum wage job, and she does have two children, yet she's living with a man who is not her husband nor the father. And she told me that she had a reading by somebody else, and they said, well, you're done with this relationship. Get out of it. And she called me for answers. Now, she paid for that reading, but she didn't pay for me. And I says, okay, this is it. I'm going to give you an answer. But, call back on, you know, we're going to do it. So anyway, hello, Bright Sorcerer. Oh, you, I love you. You should call in sometime and say hello, sir. Anyway, yes, all the hearts and everything is different. Back at you. Anyway, the bottom line is she saw herself in a situation where she was the abused woman because he's getting verbally abusive with her. Now, the thing I'm noting, everybody, she only has one job, and it's minimum wage. And she's clearly in a situation where she's being taken care of by this man. She needs him. So what kind of basis of the relationship is this being formed? She's in a relationship that she needs. Yet he is feeling trapped and guilty because he can't get rid of her out of his life because he wishes to be a single man. If you're not married, you're living with somebody, you need them. I had watched some of these shows, and you know when you watch shows where people say, oh, I grew up strong because my mother, she was a single mom, and she worked 2 to 3 jobs a week. Yes, we didn't see her very often, but she's put a standard. She showed us what was possible. And a lot of you know that I come from a world of a corporate world, and so did Bonnie. And I left that world to do this and to work at this, which is my heart's desire. But I started out not making a lot of money. But the passion of this journey was so strong that I clearly, if anybody knows how much I worked, it's not just working. I've given lectures, fairs, I worked for churches, hospice. I gave of myself as much as I have worked and made money, and the passion is there. But I want to point out that I get rarely a day off a week from everything I do. But I'm sharing with you the passion. Now, this young lady, she has a passion to leave this man. She wants to have a good life. But what I heard from her is, this man is taking care of me. I can't leave, but I want to. How do I do it? Well, how many jobs should she have? And who is in her life that she could be with, a mother or grandmother or sister, while she works two or three jobs to make it happen? I would like to ask you, and this is the theme tonight, do you have passion for something that's important to you? And have you put the time into it to make it a success? If you're passionate about something, the money will follow, whether it's a career choice like I have done, or is it a passion to change your life? What effort have you put into it? Anybody just call in, because once I said what I said, maybe you have something that can add to the conversation. If this young lady is listening tonight, which is very possible, what example could you give her of your struggle? How many of you out there have known disabled people who have done everything they can to prove to the world they're no longer disabled, but only in the mind of others? When you have a passion, you will make it happen. If you're in a relationship and you want out, how hard are you working to get out of it? I don't care, two jobs, three jobs. What difference does it make? She has a minimum job. Is that all the training she has? Get two minimal jobs. If I can work 16-hour days, some guys, Bonnie, I tell you, Bonnie used to work, what, Bonnie, 14-hour days?
Yeah, many, many times I would go 2-3 weeks without a day off, and there were many times when I, you know, I took, it's ridiculous, I took a ferry home, it was about 2 hours each way, and I'd be there at 2 o'clock in the morning, and they'd want to get me a hotel. I said, no, I got to go home and sleep in my bed, and literally I'd be sleeping in my bed for an hour and a half before I got up and went back, but it may, at least I could fall asleep. But yeah, that was pretty standard.
Well, you have to, it's pretty standard, but you did go home because you have pets, and anybody who's had a little chihuahua like mine or Bonnie's, all her dogs, you will do everything to take care of them. But anyway, I just got my little pedestal here because I think we lack passion in our lives, whether it's for a relationship or a job or a career choice, or you're choosing another direction. In this recession, we hear my word recession, I don't know if it's a depression, but there are jobs. We may have to move. I mean, I'm thinking about another move in a year or two down the road to Phoenix. I know it's not what I'm looking to do, but it's for my life, and we will do what we need to do. Where's your passion, everybody? That's the theme tonight's passion. So, Bonnie, we have a few people in the room. Hello. My golly, I have noticed the chat room is still up there. I have a couple people float in. There's a couple of new names on here. And, you really have to have passion for anything you want to accomplish. Absolutely, young lady, Miss Moki, that's absolutely true. And anybody who gets into the metaphysics had better have a lot of passion for it. A lot of oppositions. And like I said, I was an engineering supervisor for Pacific Bell. To leave that to do this full time had to be a lot of passion. And, of course, it's not just for my own learning. It was for the teaching and enlightenment of others that drove me, because I realize how we're living in the dark. We're living without realizing this is a journey, this is a lesson, and these are opportunities for a soul to evolve. How can you evolve by doing nothing? Step outside the box. And listen, my mother was a widow at 29, and she made our life happen. She went to work, she moved around, she lived with people. And sometimes you're thrown into a position, Bonnie, was five out of six.
And she didn't have a dime.
Father
was a starving artist. And left her with practically, I mean, she was destitute. She had to move in with her brother, her married brother and his wife and son. She didn't have anything. But she didn't let it get her down, did she? Not really.
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah. And that's one of the things I suffer from, is disassociation syndrome, meaning that I have a really hard time with names. And that was also a reason why I block names. I'm very good with visuals. Boy, I can tell you a description of somebody in a heartbeat. But if you ask me to say, is it John or Mark, sometimes it's too hard. Because at an early age, I think we went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 houses, at least in the first, say it's from Bobby's house to the uncle's house to Hazel, Blanche's house to Hazel's house to our house within a year. It was bounce around. So anyway, that's our little story. But let me get to the first comment. Bonnie, you're just going to know who this is.
Yeah.
All right, Frank. What's going on with you?
Frank.
Hello.
Is that
Hello,
Bonnie.
Hello, Nancy.
Hi.
Hi. Things are going well. I was busy Saturday up in Barstow, California.
Oh, my gosh.
For a client where I haven't done any work for them in 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been pretty nice. But we had a chance to set over today the final set of questions for discovery.
Great.
Sister, and my attorney, his letter begins with an S. And I just wonder if you could pick up any energy on my sister, Linda, how she's doing or feeling or thinking right now.
Linda. I guess that she, Bonnie, you can jump in. This is a hard one. Because when people are in perplexed situations, and Frank has suffered, oh, my gosh, at least a year under the stress of family drama. So when we step into it, sometimes, and those of you who want to be readers, I'll share with you an email that I had today, another really tough reading where people who are in conflict sometimes are angry and they'll be frustrated and they get upset easily. So this is what I'm picking up from her. I think she's frustrated and angry. I think that she thought she had a good handle on this. She wants to have a good handle on this, but I feel like the discovery upset her. Bonnie, what did you pick up?
Yeah, Frank was saying, I think he said the word is she cranky. Well, yes, she is.
What he said.
She does not. She was surprised to find out in the course of this litigation that she did not have a good hand, and she doesn't have. She doesn't hold a good hand now, and the discovery has upset her because she feels herself losing ground as she is, you know, as things are being revealed. So yeah, she is. She's not happy. But then, as Nancy pointed out, she is frustrated. She's not a very happy person. She wasn't happy to begin with, and none of this has done anything to improve her mood. I hope that at the end of all of this, you know, I know Frank feels the same way. I hope at the end of all this she finds peace. When it's all over, I think she will. She won't get what she wants. But I think when it's all over, she's going to have to come to terms with this and find peace, and I think she will.
I think she'll have to find peace, but it won't be soon. It won't be easy. And if anything, when this is all over, I think that there'll be torrents in the family for another year.
Yeah.
Down the road, I would say a lot of years. I would let her make the first move towards you.
No. It's not going to happen right away. But since she's not going to get what she wants out of this, I'm quite confident of that. It's going to, you know, she's just going to be even more unhappy. But after being angry after this for some time, let's just hope that she doesn't. Nothing terrible happens to her, like getting hit by a truck or lightning like that. Yeah, I know. I just see a lot of stuff happening in her life. And so I'm just hoping that nothing happens to her, that she lives long enough to find peace in her life. Because so far she hasn't been looking for peace, and she's been creating havoc in everyone else's. So, yeah, but she wasn't happy, Frank, about the discovery, to say the least.
Yeah, because I looked at it. It doesn't look like she's doing very well. Like she's not eating very good.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
And also my brother. Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. But your brother?
Yes, my brother Anthony. I called him on Father's Day, basically to wish him another happy Father's Day, but he didn't return my call. But lately, I've been thinking a lot about him. And he's supposed to be out of the picture, but I think he's going to be coming back.
What's your question about this?
Yes, I have a feeling that my sister is going to be putting my brother up to speaking to me.
Bonnie?
Why would she do that? At this stage with your sister, well, maybe she, you know, I'm just thinking, maybe...
Oh, I see. Get the father to talk to you, Frank, to calm the anxiety and to settle in another way, as though they're using him as a pawn.
That makes sense.
Yeah. For me, there I went, huh? Trying to figure out. I can't get that, but I think she may be thinking it. I don't know if the man really wants to. I think he doesn't like being used as a pawn. This would be kind of interesting to fold out. You're going to have to write a big book about this one. We've been talking to you for a year. It's very difficult, everybody who's listening. Any kind of lawsuits, one of my unfavorite things to talk about, as well as compensation packages, because the dynamics is like a ping pong ball being thrown into a room with no windows or no doors. It just keeps bouncing and bouncing and bouncing. And it's no clear answer, but the end result, sometimes a gal is in a medical lawsuit, and when I says, oh boy, I don't even want to talk to you about it, but in a year and a half, I see you taking a trip to Florida and putting all the money in your kids' college savings accounts. So based on that, I knew that she was going to win. How much doesn't matter to me. So sometimes it's hard to see an end result. If it's a compensation that can't be seen, it's paper only, or if it's family gratification or control over an estate, very, very difficult, everybody. So I'm not saying that's one of what Frank's about, but I've almost forgot over the year here what you're all about. But in some ways, this is a very unhappy situation because it's all family involved. Where the woman with the medical, of course, is against the medical doctor. But all right, Frank, how about give us I gave the best I could on the father. I don't think he really wants to, the older man. I think he's resisting. If he does do it, I don't get it in their future. Okay?
Okay.
All right, dear. Nice talking to you.
Thank you.
In touch, dear.
I sure will. Thank you.
Frank. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you, Nancy. Bye.
Okay, and when I'm talking, everybody, I'm not looking at the chat room, so I'm going to scoot real quick. If you do have a question for Bonnie and I, you know, we just would really, if you have a question, anybody, and Nick too, do me a favor and put it in caps, because I'm not looking, it's hard to read chit-chat, and so if it's chit-chat, fine, but if one of you has a question, I do need, oh my God, I think I got it. someone's chit-chatting there, but I love the font that she picked. In fact, my font doesn't work. I can put something on there. I can click it, and it doesn't always seem to work for me. So anyway, Bonnie, let's go to the 205 area code.
Okay.
I did look it up real quick. It was Alabama. Oops, there you go. 205 area code. Who's this speaking?
This is Vertrina.
Katrina?
Vertrina.
Katrina, you're from Alabama?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Oh, my, wonderful. What can we do for you tonight, young lady?
Well, I have a question. If my kid's father, the little thing that we have going on, it's been kind of on and off, and I just want to know what advice can you give me or what will become of this situation? Will we be together?
Oh, Bonnie. You know, I think you've talked before to us, and we were cautioning you not to put your hopes up. Is there two men involved in your life?
Semi.
Oh, semi.
Semi. I see two men around. He says, oh, it's semi. By the way, are you recording this?
No. I think my phone's going dead. But,
oh,
you know,
gosh.
You had told me that someone from my past was going to come back. You know, I talked to you, it's been about 6 months. You told me that my husband was going to come back in the picture. I have 3 kids by one man, and then I was legally married to someone else that had moved away.
Oh, my God.
Well, you said that he was going to come back in the picture. He actually came back to the state of Alabama. He's currently living here, but everything is just, we don't talk. And then my kid's father, he's been in and out of the house like you said he would, and I let him in. So now I'm just kind of lost and stuck and...
Which one is the taller man?
The kid's father. Cortez.
He's the one that comes and goes. He has a hard time settling in.
Yeah.
And I worry about him, but I do see him in your mind, so I know you have a lot more emotion for him. I assume both men have dark brown or black hair, correct?
Yes, they do.
Okay, there's another man showing up. He's got light brown hair. And I want you to allow him to come into life. Feels like he comes around the neighborhood or he works, but he will connect with you. And on some level, it's almost like you need to let these two men go to find out which one will come back. You will have one more man. This is not one someone you're going to end up with, but someone who will pay you attention. You will flirt with them.
Okay.
I feel like the man that may stay in your life is a man that has the dark hair, but it's not tight to the head. It's out, comes out, and it's wavy, almost curly, and it's really black. It's almost like there's a blend of cultures here, a little Italian or American Indian with Afro cut. But it's longer. Which man has the little longer hair and it's wavy?
It probably would be the kid's father. He had more like African hair.
I mean, had what kind of hair?
It's like nappy hair.
Let me see. I don't say it's nappy.
But it's wavy. I mean, he got it where it's kind of wavy, but I still call it nappy.
Let me think here. How about the other man's hair?
His is kind of sandy and, yeah, kind of wavy. But he's short. He's shorter than me. I'm 5'5", so he's got to be about 5'3", or 5'4".
So he's a light-haired man? He's a light-haired man?
Yeah, he's kind of sandy hair color.
Okay, then we still have one more man showing up. Because I see the blonde man paying more attention to you. Now, between the short man and the tall man is one more man showing up. He has the wavy hair. So you may not end up with either one of these men. You have one more. And I'm not going to say it's only 2 months, but it will be between 2 months and 6 months he'll show up. So you may have to go through the winter or the holidays. But when this man shows up, pay attention to him. Because I feel like one of these two men will wander away from you. The other man will stay around. But when this other man shows up, you may have to have a decision. And I think all this will happen before March. This is going to be really hard on you. This will be really hard.
Because you told me that everything that was going to fall in place before, you know, in the month of August, how he was going to come around and how he was going to be in and out of the house. And I was like, I just got to call him today and let him know everything just took place right in the month of August. So everything that you predicted in March really, really came and happened in August.
Well, you know, we try the best we can.
Oh, well, you're excellent.
Well,
she's
I tried.
Accurate, I'll tell you, she really is. It scares me a lot.
Yeah,
so,
she does.
So,
she was right
thank
on.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you. But you have to get on going. But what I'm speaking to is, thank you for the compliment. You're so sweet. Yet,
thank
anybody
you.
Who is a,
thank you for the time and thank you for doing this for us.
Well, yes, but time is also difficult, only because I could look at it as a wrong year. So I have been off on time, but most of the time. You know, I try really hard, you kids. It's hard. Where in the world am I going? Well, if you were to sit still, young lady, I think your name is Virginia, you can feel the electricity of my life force around you. I'm hugging you. And the entrance to time, to the soul, is around 2 inches below where the windpipe goes into your chest. That's where I go in the future. Now, tell me, where is that gosh darn calendar, huh? We have to feel it. We have to feel it. So that's very hard for me to get it in the March, and I'm also predicting March here. August, now I'm looking at March. Goodness sakes, girl, you live your life and be strong and don't get stuck and don't feel like you're obligated to these men and don't bend over. Don't say, oh, I'll do it. I love you. I love you. So here I'm getting on my bandwagon again. This little girl will call me. She really stressed me. All right, sweet. You let us know how your life is, okay? Keep in touch.
I sure will. Y'all have a blessed night.
All right, dear. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
And, okay. Now we have another 205. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, did we have?
Let me
go
just
ahead.
Mention real quick that Smokey had a question about whether or not her husband would get a job closer to home because he's just working to put gas in the car. He's applied for something closer, hopefully soon. I got right away. He's not going to be working that job. He will be in a different one. Do you have that, Nancy?
I wish that sometimes I knew
closer.
What people were living. I want to say there's a less technical position, more of a paper position, between where he is and where he lives, where he works and where he lives. There's something like if you were to draw a line east to west, okay, from where he lives to where he goes to work, two-thirds of the distance a little south feels like there's another opportunity. But it's not necessarily a job of his dreams as much as a job that will let him to be closer.
Yeah.
So that will be important. Okay, Bonnie, you get the same thing?
And there is a yes, I do. I mean, there's no point in his being in the job he's in, so he's not going to be in it much longer.
But he's got the passion to look.
Right. There's no point in him being where he is, so he isn't going to be much longer, because if he's just paying gas, essentially, and this one that's closer is going to make some more money for him. He will find it, and he's, you know, and he's lucky to find it, too. So if he finds one close to home, I think he shouldn't, you know, I hope it's enough. Right now, nobody can expect too much. You just take it, you know, especially if it's relatively secure.
And well, the gas cost alone will save him money.
Yeah, and prices are going up, too, so that's not good. Nancy, I got to tell you, before you answer another call, we have a question from a new I don't think I've seen Crawford 24 before, and they're asking how schooling is doing and love life.
How is my Crawford, hello there. I was wondering how my schooling is doing and my love life. It's a little too general. When people say, how's my love life, do you mean lack of? Or are you with a light-haired man, or are you married? And the schooling, I get a little sense of depression, a little dip in emotion. So maybe that's overwhelming, or you have choices and you can't make them. See, that's kind of like general, but that's how the question is. So if you kids really want a really direct, more solid question, you may have to give it a more solid feeling. So if you said, boy, I'm struggling in school, can I make it this year? Or if I'm going through the school year coming up, but I don't know if I've chosen the right course, then we can just get that. Where did you...
Angel Believer said, hi, ladies, when do you see my finances getting better?
Bonnie, go ahead with that one.
I'd love to be able to tell you in the next month or so, but I don't see it. I think it's going to be a couple of months. I'm sorry. You know, I mean, this is Nancy and I talk every day about how hard it is for everybody out there, including us, frequently. So sorry about that, but it's not going to be in the next month. I think it's going to be at least probably two months down the line. Is that what you said?
Unfortunately, I almost get the sense it's going to be Christmas. And remember, Christmas is the middle of winter where you're going to have all kinds of expenses. But I think she'll say that she did Christmas good this year.
Well, that kind of coincides with a big upswing that I'm seeing in the economy. You know, this cash for clunker thing has really been an amazing stimulus. They're actually running out of cars to sell. Literally, they're running out. GM is running out of cars to sell. It's either GM or Ford, I can't remember. And what that does, it's such a pump in the economy. But that doesn't happen tomorrow. It happens around Christmas. So, I mean, that's how long it takes. So people will be buying a lot. The economy will be stimulated. There will be a great improvement around Christmas. And that's probably what you're sensing. She's going to benefit from that. I think it might, hopefully, I'm hoping it's going to be just this side of Christmas at least. But, you know, that's only a couple months away, as hard as it is to believe. So.
And someone said they got Christmas shoppers online. is Gary a light-haired man? Let me know how that is. If he's dark-haired, so let me know if he's a blonde, okay, or light hair. Here in the statement, and 205 area code, I'm going to be right with you there. It says, this is Ms. Mokey says, I think we are all working on raising the frequency of money energy.
Yeah.
And I get the message things really are going to get better. Oh, my gosh, I could just hug you for that. Deep pot shocker, but so did Edgar Casey. We can change the course of humanity with a thought. And I really believe that. So Edgar Casey believed our mind is so powerful. And when you guys all, and Bonnie and I have had our days too, and especially, you know, that mom passed away, so we're struggling with that emotion. But if you go into it, and Bonnie is the most optimistic person. Lovely, she's been through so much, you guys. You have no idea what we suffered through. So in some ways, we understand what you are going through, but you have to trust and believe that you can make it better by believing it. So now, I don't want someone calling me up and say, you know, I just lost my house. I'm living in the street. That would be too hard to answer quickly on a radio show. But I was talking to a gentleman today in New York, and if you're listening, I almost said his name. I don't think I should. Anyway, he had brain cancer, and they removed a lot of his brain. So if he's listening, and we had the most wonderful conversation about how amazingly his life has turned around. And with me, I had cancer, everybody. And only after the cancer did I realize how wonderful life is. Even in 6 months after cancer surgery, not when I was healed, I walked away from a 21-year marriage. I was still sick. So I want to share with you that if you're passionate about future and you want more, you have to think it so. I'm just really all I had was a cup of coffee. I've been drinking iced tea all day, Bonnie, so I don't know, something fired me up. I think it was that girl around 4 o'clock and her desperation for changing life but her willingness not to do anything about it. So that just, everybody's just gonna get mouthful for me tonight, boy. But as Nick knows, he's in the room, sometimes I get really fired up. Crawford 20s,
into her zone, everybody. Nancy said to me, we were talking about the other day, I says, well, Nancy, you go into a zone. And she wasn't terribly familiar with the terminology zone. And I said, well, it's a sport metaphor, and it's also, you know, when you reach a level of excellence because you're kind of charged up and fired up and you get into a zone. Well, when Nancy gets into a zone, it's an amazing thing to watch.
Oh, just...
And I think she's in one right now. So it's wonderful to listen to it.
Well, most of you are not aware they give lectures, and Evolving Times Expo in California, they did 13 or 14 years, and I did 12 or 13. And I was always the guest speaker every year, and the groups would be 250 people and more. And of all the lectures, it was told me often that I would oftentimes, many, many times every year, I don't want to say every year because that's really, really egotistical of me, but I would have the biggest groups in this, because sometimes when you talk to people like me, you look at me and go, are you for real? And over the years, I think that you get used to being who you are, and you take it for granted. But sometimes I can get really fired up. So anyway, I did see that your man is a dark-haired man, and I'm talking of you having a light-haired man. So I think you're putting you're thinking what we're talking about, girl. So there is a change, and I think that this is going to happen. So I'm really sorry. So it's hard to make choices and make decisions, but her man is a dark-haired man, and I said, I feel like there's a blonde man that will be coming to you. And if you go back, I do feel like I said dark-haired man in your life now. Anyway, light workers, oh, thank you. We are beautiful light workers. Someone said to me, and we have two callers in the bin, Bonnie, so we need to get back to it.
Okay.
Someone said of Nancy, you're on a bridge, and you look at one side, and people have dark clothes on. And on the other side of the bridge, after they touched your hand and walked over, they have light-colored clothes on. And so he said, you bridge people from one thought to another. And I had never thought of it like that. And I also wonder sometimes how people find us. You know how many psychics there are in America? I mean, every township, every place you go.
Nancy, but you actually do that. This is not a surprise. It's not. What he said is so, it really rings true with me. I've seen people in when you were giving them readings, and the transformation is phenomenal. I don't even think you saw it. Or if you did, I mean, I don't know if you see. People come in to Nancy, their lives are wrecks. They cry when she's talking to them, and they walk out seriously changed.
Oh, I know.
So,
yeah.
So that what that guy said
don't need to go there.
Surprised me. I know. I'm just telling them what I see.
She loves me, everybody. So you can tell that
I'm proud of her.
And one gal in the room. She says, "I have a sister that I'm only beginning to get close to, and we are in our 50s." Well, sudden gold. It's the same with Bonnie and I. We've completely had two different lives. I was an engineering supervisor and then got into this at 42 and jumped right in, boy, up to the earlobes. Bonnie has a law degree and a marriage, and she lived clear across the country from me. So in the last, 3 years, Bonnie, we've really gotten close. And it's fun to, if you have family you can get along with, to rediscover them. And so the third sister, the youngest one, 10 years younger than Bonnie, we've connected her, and she has raised two autistic children. So it's been a really tough journey for her also, but fun to get to know people. Well, Bonnie, we are holding up this girl in the chat room, and it's also a 205 area code. And who are we speaking to tonight?
Hi, this is Charlita.
Well, hello, young lady. And what's going on with you tonight? How can we help you?
Well, I just wanted to know if you saw anything positive happening with my husband and me. It seems like everything we've been dealing with over the last 6 or 7 months, maybe longer, when we think we're going to do something or something is going to come through for us, it doesn't. So I'm just kind of hoping for a silver lining somewhere.
Is it something to do with, is it job related or you have to move or what's the focus so with Bonnie and I can really look at it? What area seems to be getting up?
It's actually just kind of relationship wise.
Are you newlyweds or how long have you been married?
We've been married for 7 months now.
Oh, boy, Bonnie, she's in honeymoon period. You know, the first year, people can survive the first year.
they may call it a honeymoon, but there's no honeymoon about it. It was the hardest year of my marriage. It's really tough. A lot of adjustment.
Really.
Yeah.
You know, we have two strong personality people here. He's a chief, but she wants to be a chief. And she still loves him, but she wants to govern him or change him or love him so much as to make him perfect. I need to have you stem back just a little bit, young lady. And I want him to, if he can listen to this later on, and say, you know what, in all of what's happening in the world, this woman has chosen me to be my life companion. I do feel like your man has a little bit of an issue. All of a sudden, he's married. He doesn't have the personal freedoms he used to have. Even while he was dating you, he had more freedom. Even if you were living together, there's something to be said about a ring on the finger. So you have to sit and I would do this. I would ask you have a date. Make Friday night, Saturday night, whatever it is. I want you to put a pretty dress on. I want him to make plans. You know, go out, dress, be, you know, on the dance floor, and get back to the romance. And this is really important, everybody. I'm going to write a book about all this romance. The reasons what brought you together are the reasons why your marriage will continue. If you out there, not just you, young lady, listening, I mean, calling in, if you have lost the reasons why you became a couple, then your marriage could fail. It doesn't mean that we don't evolve, but the primary reason why you saw that connection needs to be there. So you have to look at politics. You have to look at love of family. I know a couple of dog breeding. If that doesn't evolve together or if it does leave your relationship, you're going to look outside and start wandering apart. So you have to reconnect. You're too young and too newly married to have lost the connection why you were a couple in the first place. So you need to sit and talk with this gentleman. And I would suggest a movie with a lot of popcorn or a pizza parlor, some place nice, and start talking how happy you were when you were dating and what connected you. Because both of you need to be reminded.
Yes.
Does he come from a family of a very strong, dominant father?
Yeah.
How did I know that? The point is he sees himself as should be as his father was. Even if he doesn't like his father and at time rebuffed his father, we are unconsciously formed by the way our parents raise us as children.
Oh,
you have to look at that as damaging him, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody out there listening? Not just you, girl. You tell me we're all alike. We all have the same kind of issues. You're too young. This man has gotten to his... I'm a married man. I have my power. This is how I'm going to do it because this is the way my father saw it. And then the other side of the coin, he says, gosh, I have to call her and tell her where I'm going every minute. So you have a couple of little things going on. But you also have a hat called chief. You want to be also in control. So one of you kind of has to listen and take turns back and forth. Okay?
Okay.
All right, okay. Sweetie. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Good luck to you, girl. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And then... Bonnie, did we have some more questions in the chat room before I go? Last one is 561.
I was listening to you so intently here, but I did not see one. No, I don't think there's been another one.
Aha.
So go ahead if we have another call.
Bright Sorcerer, thank you for this comment. He's saying, that old programming, yes, very damaging.
Uh-huh.
So we want to go to, and we wanted to share with you some of these clips. 561, oops. Boy, that screen is just jumping. I can't even hold on to it. Okay, 561 area code. Who's this?
Hello, Bonnie.
Hi. Oh, is it Lena from Florida?
Hi, Lena.
Hello, Bonnie. Hello.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
What's
I'm
new
surviving.
With you? Oh.
I wanted to ask you about my therapist that I'm seeing with my son. I don't really know how she's just, I keep getting really, but she's not really working for me. And I feel like she's very naive and she's like.
So why are you still going to her?
I don't know. I just.
Hey, you need to ask yourself, it's like the gal earlier today and she's still with this man. I says, what is your passion about this? Why are you still there? I always tell people, if you want my information, you need to hear it my way, because here I'm pounding my chest. You know, I speak a certain way, and I have a certain directness, and if you come to me for reading, then you got to hear it my way, okay? So I'm almost getting off track. I'm hitting myself on the chest going, oh, what's this? But I tell people there will come a point for everybody that with the person you're seeking information at, you may be done with that person. I never have hurt feelings. I have people that talk to me and they go to 5 or 6 other psychics. I don't care. You know why? Because I am who I am. I will attract those people to me who will hear my words my way. So the same with the therapist or anybody you go to for help. At what point is it too difficult for you to write a check? When that day comes, that means you're done. So, Lena, look at it that way. If you feel like she's not working for you, you're hiring her to help you in your life. You need to look at what she is really doing for you. Bonnie, do you have a comment about this therapist?
Yeah. When Lena used the word naive, I practically fell out of my chair. That's one thing a therapist should never be. It sounds... I mean, first of all, that leads me to believe, of course, that they have had very little experience in life and that they're relying on some pat answers to explain what's happening to you. They're not relying on instinct and experience. They're just relying on that is not depth. Not being or being naive does not demonstrate depth on the part of this therapist and you know, that seems like a very inadequate. I initially, when you first said, I'm having trouble with my therapist, I thought, well, maybe you need to spend more time and understand what they're saying. But when you said the word naive, I thought, no, there's something wrong. This relationship is not a two-way street. She's not listening to you.
Well, especially if the patient, not patient like you're sick, but you are her patient, for you to say that she's naive, doesn't make me think that you have a lot of confidence in her. That would worry me. Because you're not getting anything out of it if you're doubting her expertise.
It seems like she's more, you know, I wouldn't want to say side, but it seems like she's more interested in being my son's friend. And she seems like she understands my son more than she understands me.
Well, then your son can see her. You need to find somebody you trust. That's
Yeah, you do, if you possibly can. I know it's sometimes hard to make changes, especially with insurance and other things, but if you can do it, see if you can.
This person is not
in your orbit.
Well, see, she sees my ex, too, with my son, and I think my ex has her wrapped around his finger.
Conflict.
Lena, this is a storyline that is very difficult. She should not see both of you. You know, even people I talk to, if a husband and wife want to talk to me, they need to do it on the phone together to me. But it's very difficult for me to want to ever talk to a husband and turn around and talk to a wife because I don't want to feel like I don't want them to think I'm siding with one or the other. Now, I've just been talking to a couple who are suffering the grief of a child, and I talked to the husband, I talked to the wife. That's different than this situation. So rarely do I take on family dynamics of you within a split family and all. Oh my gosh, Bonnie, what else do you want to say to her?
Well, I don't really like the I understand that these dynamics sometimes do work, but I don't sense that it exists here. I don't think this person is that sympathetic to Lena. She is paying attention to the ex-husband and son.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to say that everything that you're saying is 100% supportable. I mean, maybe, no doubt, you probably need some assistance. All of us could use some good advice, and maybe you could use some too. And I'm not saying that you don't, but I don't think you're going to get it in this situation. I think you need somebody who is a little bit more objective without the cloud of information from these other people. There might have been some point in having this person read the entire family or be with the entire family for a while, but you've passed that point now, and you're into a stage of some prejudice coming from the other side.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Well, Lena, I wish you the best. Let us know next week or the week after or whatever that you changed, okay?
Good luck, okay. Lena.
All right.
Yeah,
thank
no
you.
Kidding. Bye-bye. Bright Sorcerer, you know you're a really nice guy. Everybody, go to his site, and why don't you give us your website, Bright Sorcerer, and I'll read it. He had me on, oh, my gosh, you'll have to tell me, 6-8 months ago. You know, when I have one cup of coffee, sometimes they'll just set me up. I talk for 2 hours. Bright Sorcerer, if you give the time, the date, they can go back. I talked about my book, Help Get Me Out of the Funk. And every time you write a book, you type up 300 pages, and then you whittle it down, and they're both very condensed, 120 pages or something. And I do it on purpose. I want my books, not this next one, but these two, to be read in hours versus days. But the intent of this Help Get Me Out of the Funk is that we can loop in our own time and get stuck in time and repeat time in our lives because we are not aware of the patterns that are created by the damage that other people do to us. Kind of complex. But Bright Sorcerer had me on, and I talked for 2 hours about time and getting stuck in loops of time, creating unhealthy patterns in our life. So he's looking that up. But his question is, and I thank you, do you guys employ any methods like setting an intent through prayer to draw the people to you that will benefit from the unique way you provide readings? Absolutely. Bonnie can answer this in just a minute, what she does. Whenever I start a psychic fair in California, I did one a month. And when I moved out of California, of course, it was for my health, for asthma problems, breathing. Breathing is really important. I always start a fair, an event, and always a short prayer. Bring to me those who can hear the truth my way. That was almost too short, wasn't it? I also am a spiritualist minister, and I believe in the divine, and I believe in the power of the divine, and I believe in truth, that I work with truth, and I have no God complex at all. I just am the product. In fact, let me share something with you. There's a magazine in Sacramento called the News and Review, and many years ago, talking a long time, there was a magazine that came out, and on the front was a very large barcode and had the numbers at the bottom with the black stripes up and down. In the center, it said, "You are the product," and it's in bright red. And you know what? That has always kept my ego in check. And the other thing I realize is if I work for the divine, nothing can hurt me. And I really believe that. Whether we call the divine, I just call everybody who worked for God at one time or another must be the divine. So I am a product, and I say, for every event, bring to me those who can hear the truth with my words, in my words. So that's how I get the people to come to me. I don't want people who can't hear it from me. They'll sit there and just argue me. They won't believe me anyway until things happen. Mm-hmm. But I want people to come to me who are willing to hear it my way. And I still am that way. I have not raised my rates. I could be charging $200 more an hour. I'm good enough. But I keep it low because I'd rather work than be greedy and not work. Because only through working, like you guys know, and I had an email today. It was really, really hard. It was really sad. I couldn't have done the email today if I hadn't practiced and worked as much as I have. So anyway, that's that. So Bright Sorcerer, in a few moments, I know you're going to give me your website so I can read it out. Very lovely man.
Anyway, he had me on for 2 hours. Ms. Moki, you can say that again. That was great. Well, you know, it's what it is. So, anyway, today I had a gal come, and this is, pardon me, the gal who emailed me, and she says, I'm not really trusting psychics too much, and I know I have a friend that she had to find some help. And you know, anybody that would get an email said, well, you know, I don't believe in psychics, but I know I need some help. I want to ask you. And she gave me virtually no information, other first name, and I started writing. And I just knew who she was with. I see who she's going to be with. But with one of those, she's lived with a man for 6 years, and they have a child. But at the same time, it's not going to be, she's been there so long that she almost wanted someone to say, it's okay to leave. But that's not what I was told initially. I was given virtually nothing. So most people wouldn't be able to do those kinds of readings. It's very, very hard to get through the emotionality of fear, anxiety, what am I going to do? And that's why I got fired up with the second call today, realizing, where's the passion? What do you really want in life? If this man is not treating you right, girl, get out of there. Make it happen. Work two jobs. And if you've been with somebody and you've made a baby, don't have children, everybody, to make the relationship better. Don't get trapped and resentful to that child, because the child is brought into the world innocent, you know, and you need to move away. Because afterward, I realized I had the feeling that the woman, and if you're in the room here, don't let us know who you are, I had a sense that maybe she had the child a couple of years after they become a couple, and maybe he didn't give all of his approval. It was something she created. And that gave me an uncomfortable feeling. But anyway, there I go again. Just oh,
you know,
gosh,
Nancy, I had a thought about this person as you were talking about her, and I thought, gee, you know, this actually applies in many relationships. What I felt about this person as you were describing her was that she may physically be with him, but she's already gone.
Yes,
and if you think
absolutely.
About it, There are many relationships, and actually, yeah, I hate to say it, my marriage was that way towards the end, although we've come around and become very good friends again. But at the end, we stayed together for a little while, but I was already gone. So was he.
Mm-hmm.
How many people can think of similar situations where you've already made the decision. Now all you need to do is take yourself out of it. Not because he's a bad person, but because you both need to live again. And you can't make the most out of your life and live together as a couple. You may be friends someday, but right now it's not working, so you're already gone. Make it official.
Yeah. I hope I picked the right one here. Everybody, I don't know if I can change the volume. I'm going to change it from 18 to 13. But I've attempted for my radio show. By the way, I have a new radio show Saturday. Hopefully it will be the Saturday. I'm signing the contracts on Wednesday, but they're having trouble getting everything kind of put together. So you know how it is with events. So anyway, look at my website if you want another place to greet and meet me. Be an hour Saturday night at 6 o'clock. But I've put some clips together. And let's, Bonnie, experiment and see if this goes. So everybody, here's a try. Ah, I got to turn it up, everybody.
Yeah, it was low.
Okay, so let's try it. I want to stop it. I want everybody to be able to hear this. Ah! I tried to move it up and... So do you recognize it, everybody? It's only a minute. Okay, that's pretty hard to hear, everybody. Let me stop that. Let me try another one here. And the reason I put these together, just snippets, and that was from Monty Python's movie, Life. And I really love that song. Let me try this one. See how you like this. And this is Brenda Lee, Debbie. Oh my gosh, Brenda Lee. Not Brenda Lee, Peggy Lee. Ah, this is too low too. Well, everybody, I know you're going to try hearing that. Let me stop it. Next week, I'll have these uploaded at a higher volume, because evidently that is a problem. Bonnie, we have another call, and okay. I apologize, everybody. I thought that'd be I can't hear it very well. Sorry, Nancy. And Ms. Mokley, she says that Peggy Lee is still going here. Is that all there is? It'll stop in a minute. So, Bonnie, we have a call from the boy, the screen keeps jumping. 305 area code.
Oh, hello. How are you?
This
is Deanna. How are you?
And fine. And Deanna, what state are you?
I'm in Florida.
Oh, another Floridian. Boy, you kids really stay up late. How can we help?
Yeah.
What's your first name? Yeah, I apologize. That music still has not stopped in the background. What's your first name?
Deanna.
Janice? And what can we do? Jana. And what can we do for you tonight?
Well, I'm so happy you answered the call because I just called in to listen. I didn't realize it was this late. My work has dwindled, and I was wondering if you could tune into that and see if I would be getting work.
And you're looking to get work, or?
Yes. We've spoken on previous occasions. And, I work as a language contractor, and things have gotten to the absolute bottom.
Oh, my gosh. That's too bad.
I remember you. I remember you.
Yes, I remember you.
You said you're a translator?
That's right, Bonnie.
Right,
that's
right. Well, let me ask you something. Have you checked with, I imagine that you have and you already are doing work with the courts. Or law offices,
exactly.
Aren't you? Yeah.
Yeah, the thing is that with the situation that I'm living in, with, I mentioned last time, that issue, right now I am at a standstill because until that clears up, they're not going to, give me the normal work that they do. And,
man.
Financially, I am at rock bottom. I'd love to go ahead and consult you privately, but I just can't do it right now.
Right.
So
that's why we're doing this on the air, because I do realize that. And one of these days, your kids are going to be calling us, and it's going to be fine. Bonnie, I'm having a hard time getting a read on this because it feels like it's not a problem with you, but it's everybody behind the scenes. And like California is going into the tank lately, and I feel like your industry, where whoever you work for, I just for some reason, do you live near water in Florida?
Yes, I do. 12.
Now, why do I pick up some big ships around you? Is there any work at the docks or anything?
No.
What am I picking up, Bonnie?
Oh, you're probably.
I'm trying to find you more work.
Business. You're probably picking up the cruise business. No doubt there is some translation work in the cruise business, but there also is in hospitals and, as we mentioned, in courts. I'd probably contact clerks of the court and see how many associations they have where they call in interpreters in case there's anybody that you don't have, that doesn't have your name now. But from what you were saying, your biggest problem, one of your biggest problems, is that you cannot present them with a really valid address. Is that right?
You don't have a good address? I have all that.
Yeah.
What it is, and I'm federal court certified.
Okay.
No, what it is, it's an issue that came up with a neighbor that I am right now in this, I'm in the system in a way until this clears. Hopefully this was to have cleared by the end of this month. The trial was going to come up, but they had to
go to
positions. And until that clears up, my name is Mutt, and I have done nothing wrong.
Oh, that's why it's so hard. Yeah.
Yeah, right now I'm verboten, you know, and I can't get anything. I was wondering if you could see when the trial is going to be and if everything is going to go well.
Oh,
because
boy.
Because once that happens, I get worked. It's not a problem. I'm in all the books.
Now, kind of curious, why are you not looking for work somewhere else while you're waiting for the trial to happen?
Why? Okay. As doing other things, I'm right now without a car, no air conditioning at home, and the rock bottom financially.
Oh, dear.
So you don't have a car, even a bus. You can't get on the bus system.
I can get a bus, but whenever you go in, like, for new type of work, you're going to get... You're going to have to undergo an investigation.
Contact deposition agencies, because when people give depositions in law offices, this isn't the court. I think this would be okay. They would use you anyway, since it's outside of the court system. But I know for a fact that, because I scheduled these myself, when you give a deposition and the person speaks a different language, you have to have an interpreter there. Check with the... what's that?
Most certainly with court reporter. Oh yes, I'm doing
you
this
have
for
done
22
that.
Years. Yeah.
Okay, and also hospitals.
My dried up.
And now that's true too here in Washington, that the legal industry has really substantially cut back, because people just can't. The big corporations that were hiring attorneys are either on the brink themselves and can't afford them, or one thing or another. It's the reason why my huge law firm went out of business. So you're also affected tremendously by the recession, and I'm so sorry. Have you checked with medical facilities, hospitals, nursing homes?
No, but I will. I will, and I'm going to put an ad in.
Yeah.
I wonder if you get a read on me as far as when the trial is actually going to be, because I really don't think it can be before this month, and what the results will be. And I know it's a difficult question.
It is a difficult question. The next thing I'm going to say, Bonnie, we are not streaming anymore. So our show is over, yet I still show 22 minutes after 8. Yeah, I don't understand why it's not on. What does your clock say?
8:31. I wasn't watching the time.
Yeah, I wasn't either.
It didn't tell us the show was over, and it should have told us.
I want to ask you something. You're waiting for a trial to happen. How come you don't know when it's scheduled?
Well,
you usually do that.
No, it's scheduled for the 24th. But they haven't even taken depositions. We're going in for a sounding.
God, it can take a year, for us to come together.
I mean, and this has been a year and 2 months already. And they haven't even taken the positions. They haven't been in touch with me. And I am, forlorn completely.
I know it.
Do you see an end to this? Because I honestly, truly, frankly, did nothing wrong. This is all like an ambush. But how do you prove that? I mean, yes.
I wish there was some way that you could go to somebody and have them intervene with a court, but that's contacting them ex parte, and you really can't do that. Do you have an attorney?
No, they assigned TD about 2 months ago, and that's why I'm falling through the cracks, because when I had one, he did nothing, and then when I decided I want to go to trial, I don't want to participate in a program because I really didn't do anything wrong.
You need to contact the court for a public defender. Get a public defender.
Oh,
yeah, you do? Okay.
For 2 months, but every time I say I want to come in and talk, we'll call you. And I just got a notice. There's a sounding this week. And
well,
then a second notice, the trial is on the 24th, but they can't go forth without depositions.
Oh, no, don't worry about that. The reason why they're putting you off and saying we'll talk to you later, that's what they always do. I work in law offices. They don't want to talk to you. Clients will call, nothing to offend you personally. That's just the way attorneys act. They don't want to hear from their clients until they're ready. And usually that means they do it at their sweet time, and if the trial is scheduled for the 24th, they're probably thinking there will be some kind of a settlement, or the case will be put over or dropped. That's probably why they're not taking depositions right now. But right before trial, if they think they need your deposition, they'll call you. They'll call the both parties in for their depositions at the last minute. Really, that can happen. So the fact that they're not talking to you seriously means that they're probably attending to what they think are more substantial matters. They're not ignoring you, but they will get to you. Trust me, they will. And if they are a little late, you know, just keep, it doesn't hurt to call them. Keep after them. But they won't talk to you until time comes.
I will see them on Thursday for sure. For the
okay.
Summit. But spiritually, Bonnie, or, you know, or Nancy, do you get any sense of what will be, when it will be? And I'm talking about ethereally, as you do, you know, in a psychic fashion.
No, you're asking us when this trial will happen and you'll be done. Girl, Bonnie, unless you can give an answer, that's almost like the million-dollar question. I just don't know.
Sometimes they get put over. I think she said that she thought there was something scheduled for the 24th, but you know,
exactly.
if it's not a big case, the court will just keep bumping it forward and again and again. So what you need to tell your attorney more than anything else, make sure that they listen to you and they hear you say that you are going broke, that you can't get money because of the involvement in this case, and whatever it takes, you need to get out of it. You didn't do anything.
Yeah.
It needs to be put over. It needs to be, not put over, that's the wrong word because that's a legal term. It needs to be put to rest. Make sure they know that, because and that you don't want any delays in the trial because it's hurting you financially. Don't let them do that.
Yeah, I said so last time before the judge, who's married to an attorney with whom I've worked, and her brother is also another attorney with whom I've worked. But, you know, I was trying to get a sense of it spiritually, because this has been worse than a rebirth. And
I know
I want to get done with it and go forward. And
I don't know how to answer your question, though, because
just don't
you say spiritually.
Yeah.
You can't even look at it that way unless you can get done with this. But you're trying to imply that these people are out to get you, but I don't know if they can do that. I just don't know. This is like the impossible question.
No, the people who are out to get me is a lady that perpetrated this thing.
I know it.
But I want her to be found out, and anybody with, like, you know, a little bit of brains will see that she won't stand up to a deposition. She's going to trip herself. But,
well, and you're going to see him on, you're going to see your attorney on Thursday, you said?
I'm going to go to the sounding before the judge on Thursday, so I will meet.
Oh, good. And you're going to see your attorney before you see the judge, right? Your attorney's going to be there?
No, unfortunately, I don't get to see him before because he's doing
really?
His calendar. Yeah, this is calendar, and it's, you know how that is, one after another after another.
Bonnie, we have to let this lady go.
Yeah, I understand. We're off the air right now.
I'm going to try to call you as soon as I can.
Okay, please do. Contact your attorney. Do contact your attorney. Find out what's happening this Thursday.
Tell them
you're
broke.
If your attorney isn't going to be there, it kind of sounds like you won't be talking to the judge. It'll just be a meeting to set something on the calendar. That's what I think. He's not going to be taking evidence with your attorney not there. So let us know what's happening, okay?
Okay,
all right,
you
dear.
Don't get any
good luck to you.
Time, right?
No,
thank
nothing.
You very much.
Nothing
I think
right
they're just
now.
Puffing you out. They're not going to do the trial for months. So you need to step on their toes and make sure that they do something for you.
Yeah, you have to.
I'll try.
All right, sweet.
Well, thank
Sorry.
You, and good,
good luck
with your new show.
Thank
and,
you, Art.
thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye. Good luck to you.
Bye-bye.
Okay?
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bonnie, I'll call you right back.
Okay, sweetie. Bye-bye.